You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Jay Hood, weekday mornings here on ESPN 1000. Bleck and Abdallah filling in today. You can usually listen to our show weeknights, 6 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. We're talking Bears football with you as the Bears prepare for the Buffalo Bills this weekend, week 16 in the NFL. And obviously the wins are not there for the Chicago Bears this season. But to this point, I've been definitely surprised and enthused based on what we've seen from Justin Fields. I feel like the last couple of weeks, he's really starting to take some really important steps forward. It seems as if scrambling and running for his life is no longer the number one thing to every single play. He is going through progressions. He is trying to find the open receiver. And he is really getting this offense to a point where it looks from a viewpoint that he has no help whatsoever, yet they're still scoring points. And you have to give the credit to the young quarterback. Only imagine what if he had a number one wide receiver? What if his offensive line was a little bit better? What if he had the pieces around him? And I feel as if any criticism that comes Fields' way based on the stats at this point, it's short-sighted because he really is getting it done without a lot of help. And that's really impressive to see to this point this season.
No, absolutely. And I think that it's great to see this offense kind of come together. It's great to see him playing well and carrying this offense despite having dudes who we saw in the preseason and didn't see again in Simba Walker out there and trying to overcome Velus Jones fumbling again, and like these same problems keep happening. And watching that game on Sunday, Chris, I thought that it should be the Bears' number one priority in the offseason, free agency and draft, is to protect and support Justin Fields. This is the franchise. You can have a great defense. That's fine. I get that. I understand wanting to have a good defense. But when you look at the Eagles, who they played, right? When you say to yourself, okay, they're facing, at the time, they were like top five defense in DVOA. Drink. They were top five defense in DVOA. They're playing great defense. But what's the story of the Eagles? Why do they keep winning these games? Why were people freaking out on Monday when the news came out that he possibly, there was that fake story that he broke his collarbone, then there was a real story from Schefter that he has a sprained shoulder? Because that is the franchise. That is going to the Super Bowl. If you don't have Justin Fields healthy with a good supporting cast around him, then all of this is for nothing. I'm not saying don't address the defense. The defense has plenty of holes that you need to find players to play on the defensive line, to play at linebacker, to play to shore up the secondary. I get that. But yeah, the number one priority for Ryan Poles going into free agency in the draft needs to be, how do I protect our best asset, and how do I support our best asset with weapons through free agency, through the draft, spending money on Orlando Brown, someone like that, at offensive tackle? You need to find ways to protect it, because Matt Eberflus even said it himself in the postgame. How do you rate his throwing? Well, when he's got time, he plays really well, which is what we've seen. He's been sacked more than any quarterback in the NFL, and he's still putting up decent numbers, and he's getting better week to week to week. And I need to see this team put an emphasis on that asset that is Justin Fields.
Matt Eberflus yesterday at Halas Hall, he talked about the importance of having an elite wide receiver supporting that quarterback. Here's Eberflus.
Yeah, I think it is. But I think if you go back in time, it's always been that way. There's always been that the elite receiver, you know, on the outside that has impacted the game. So these guys are the fresh new guys that we have now. And they come in all different sizes, right? You know, all different shapes, all different sizes, all different skill sets. But it's something that you need to have, you know, because they do change the game.
And Eberflus saying that right there, they do need to have it. I believe that's the number one need for this team in the offseason. You mentioned the protection for the quarterback. I think all things considered to this conversation, the protection's been okay.
Yeah, it's been fine, but that's not good enough.
I thought it would be much worse. Yeah, it can improve, no doubt about that. But I think what absolutely would help this offense get to another level, it would be a guy who could get open on third downs. It'd be a game breaker. It'd be a guy who can He can bust out for the long, deep throws and make the catches, because we have some wide receivers who can get downfield. They can't catch when they get there. Shout out to Velus Jones Jr. So I think there are situations where a number one wide receiver would be the most beneficial thing for Justin Fields. Fields spoke yesterday. He also talked about, did he ever doubt himself early this season and early in his career based on the struggles?
Nah. You know, I think in that point in time, you know, I think it's just, you know, me adapting to the game, like I said before, just me adapting to it. And then, you know, really I've just, you know, always taught myself, like, you know, I'm not going to take somebody's opinions to heart to, you know, where I wouldn't get advice from you. So, you know, no offense to the people out there. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But if I'm, you know, honestly not, if I'm not looking to take advice from you, I'm not going to care about your opinion or what you have to say. And I saw a video, I don't know where I saw it. It was on Instagram, to where it was like, if somebody's, you know, talking bad about you, this and that, if they were speaking in a different language and you didn't know, you know, what they were saying, like, you wouldn't, you know, take it any kind of way. So just kind of, you know, look at it from that perspective, to where, you know, they can say what they want, but I mean, you know, it's really just depends on how you take, you know, what they say. So I mean, if they're, you know, I don't know Spanish, so if they're, you know, cussing me out in Spanish, saying I'm this, saying I'm that in Spanish, I'm gonna, you know, look at them and smile, because I have no idea what they're saying. But yeah, so I think it just depends on, you know, how you take those opinions and, you know, if they really affect you or not.
So that's the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields, yesterday. And clearly, what I think from Fields to this point is each week we see him grow a little bit more as a quarterback. The development continues to happen. And what I think I'm very impressed with is that it seems as if challenges continue to be presented to him and he passes with no issue. Heading into the game against the Eagles, the best defense in the NFL, they're number one in defensive yards per play, the DVOA, they're number one, all the different metrics for how good a defense can play. The Eagles were number one. The Bears, heading into the game, did not have, what, their three best wide receivers?
Yeah.
Because Mooney is out, Claypool was out, and Harry was out, right? Mm-hmm. Three best wide receivers. He goes into a game with some unknowns and a rookie who can't play. And he looks comfortable. He's making plays. The Bears were in it. And that, to me, is starting to show that he is not only getting it, he is developing. And once you start to piece star players or better wide receivers around him, things are really going to take off with this offense. And that's where I'm so excited with what we saw against the Packers and then what we saw against the Eagles. This kid is getting it. He is ready for the moment. He is tough. You saw him come back onto the field when it was totally unnecessary. Shout out to those who were gambling on the Bears last weekend, like myself, getting the points. Because when you have a quarterback who gives a damn and who's always dangerous, getting points like that over a touchdown at home is a must play, and I love it from Fields.
Three quick things. On that, Matt Eberflus is now 3-2 against the spread when a touchdown or more underdog. We'll see how it goes again this week. They're a 9.5-point underdog against the Bills on Saturday at the Lakefront, which is going to be like the coldest game in Bears history. You've been dealing with people swearing in different languages. I swear in Arabic all the time. People don't know it. It's awesome. And Chris has always been able to tell when I'm really mad at something. I swear in Arabic involuntarily, and it's great. Let's play a game real quick, okay?
Sure. You want to play a game?
Yeah. Name the number one wide receiver on these teams. Kansas City.
Well, Kansas City is different. I would say number one is Juju Smith-Schuster at the moment.
Yeah, but they have a true... He's not a true number one, but he's a... Mahomes makes him a number one, right?
Yeah, Mahomes, I think, is so good that he may be the only quarterback in the league that doesn't really need a true number one, but you could maybe say that Kelce is such a good tight end that he equates to being a number one receiver.
Do they have a number one weapon?
Yeah, it's Travis Kelce.
Okay, Philly.
Yeah, it's A.J. Brown.
Miami.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill.
Buffalo.
Stephon Diggs.
Cincy.
Jamar Chase.
Okay, those are the top five teams in offensive DVOA.
Yeah, that's been my point for 3 weeks now here on this station, is that you look at the best teams in the league, and they have someone. Look at who won the Super Bowl last year. Pop quiz, hot shot.
The Rams.
Yeah, who's their number one player? Cooper Kupp, wide receiver.
Yeah, he had a crazy year.
Yeah, he was MVP, almost won MVP, right? Like, he was in the conversation for it. Yeah. You need a number one wide receiver in today's NFL. Yeah. What's the biggest issue with the Packers this year?
They don't have a number one wide receiver.
Aaron Rodgers is missing Davante Adams.
Yeah, and he's taking shots at them. Did you hear that at the end of the game?
When yeah.
He was like, you want to get open, run the right routes.
Woo! Yeah, that's my point, is you need a number one wide receiver. However you go about acquiring said player. There were some, actually, folks in the Twitch chat earlier today. Shocking, I know. They were saying that look at A.J. Brown and look at other...
There's a lot of fact checking to do from this chair.
Probably. A lot of practice
from this chair. Probably. Well,
their point is that AJ Brown wasn't drafted in the first round, and yes, you can go trade for a number one wide receiver. But I think entering into last off season, there are a few more number ones that were disgruntled and wanted to go
no,
elsewhere.
No, the point is that you need a number one wide yeah. receiver. I don't care where they were drafted. The point is, that's why I was so high on going out and trading for DK Metcalf at the beginning of the year.
To be honest, take a victory lap, because I think you were right.
Thank you.
When you send a second-round pick for Chase Claypool, you might as well have just sent a number one and
yeah.
gotten DK Metcalf.
Well, now, I mean, because I will...
Take
I don't
a lap.
Think,
take a lap,
I don't
sir.
Think they're number one, because people would be like, oh, you would have traded the third overall pick for DK Metcalf? They'd be better than third overall DK Metcalf.
Shane Norling, is it a thing here in the mornings to take a lap on take that? A take that lap?
Metcalf does it whether it's a thing or not. I mean, you can't stop him.
Should Abdallah take that lap? Go ahead, Abdallah. Have a moment.
I was just saying, if you're going to end up trading for a wide receiver anyway, or drafting a wide receiver in the first round anyway, if we probably should have just traded for DK Metcalf.
Black and Abdallah, we'll take your calls on the Bears. 312-332-3776. We're in for Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
It's Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings, 7 to 10 right here on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Black with Adam Abdallah, weeknight 6 to 8. How about this? Jesse Rogers is in for us tonight from 6 to 7:30. I cannot wait to hear the song of the night tonight at around 6:50 to see what Jesse picks for the song of the night. For anyone listening this evening to Jesse on Black and Abdallah, please let us know what Jesse selects for the song of the night tonight at 6:50. Just tweet us. Let us know. We'll be listening, but in case something goes wrong and we need help to figure out what Jesse uses for the song of the night, we'll be relying on our great Black and Abdallah listeners.
Here's your FanDuel game of the night, okay? Your FanDuel game of the night brought to you by FanDuel. Promo code Abdallah, A-B-D-A-L-L-A. I'm going to have to get our friends at FanDuel to upload this for us.
Okay.
No song of the night is -225.
Really?
A song of the night we've already done is -150.
Okay.
Yes, song of the night, original song of the night, is like +175.
Okay, all right.
And seems like no is just the easiest bet ever.
Yeah, but the problem is you got to bet a lot to win, you know, any amount of money. So I'd probably go with, if he's being pressured to, and now people might tweet him about it, he's going to go yes, but he's not going to do the homework to like ask me if we've done a song, and he'll just pick like a Christmas song or something that we've already done. He'll do All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Well, I'm not asking people to tweet him.
No, don't tweet him.
I'm just asking tweet us after he picks a song.
Do not tweet Jesse about Song of the Night.
At 6:50, I would just like to hear what the song is that he's going to select for the song of the night tonight with Black and Abdallah. We're in for Cap and Jay Hood. We're talking Bears with you here on ESPN 1000. If you want to join the conversation, your calls are welcome at 312-332-3776. James in Hoffman Estates, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, James?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up?
Good, good. Love you guys' show. You always take me home from work, and good to hear you guys in the morning.
Thanks, James.
Won't take up too much of your time, but I love what you guys are saying about Bears needing the number one wide receiver. I think that's just what they need to go over the edge. But the question I have is, who is that number one wide receiver available? And you know, I've kind of put together my Bears Christmas list of who I think would be we have an actual chance at getting, possibly. And what do you guys think of, like, maybe DeAndre Hopkins from Arizona? You know, I've seen him being a little frustrated on the sideline. doesn't look like the Cardinals are going anywhere, maybe for this year and next year. Maybe the Bears swoop in with some draft picks or so, and maybe we get that Christmas miracle of DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, it's a fair point to bring up, James. I think it is possible. I would imagine anything's possible with the Cardinals, although their front office, their head coach, their quarterback all got new deals. So yeah. Unless the quarterback is being moved or they're firing the coach, I would imagine they want to keep Hopkins in the mix just because they're not going to be in a situation to try and get to the top of the draft boards by tanking.
So I
don't know. I mean, if he's available, yeah, he's a number one guy.
Here's the problem with this, okay? And I hope I'm reading this correctly. But the problem with Hopkins is that there is an out of the contract in this year, this offseason. But the problem is it's a $23 million dead cap hit. So they're probably not going to do it. And if you trade for him, your cap hit in 2023 is $31 million. And in 2024, it's $26 million. So I don't think the Bears are going to give $30 million and draft capital because you have to pay him. I mean, you have to give him the $30 million. They have to pay him his contract. And you have to trade for him. They're not. I don't think they're going to give him $30 million of their $100 million.
I think the most cost-effective way about going about this is drafting a wide receiver in the first 15 picks.
But then you have to trade back. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Trade back. Maybe you get to like 10, where the Raiders are right now. Okay. Maybe the Raiders, because yeah. they don't have a quarterback for the future. Maybe you can get two picks from the Raiders, and you could say, all right, we'll sit at 10. And at 10, we'll take Jordan Addison, the wide receiver from USC, okay. who's an absolute stud. He was the best wide receiver in college football last season. This season, he had 59 receptions, 8 touchdowns. He was very good. Maybe you get him at 10, and you get another first-round pick or something. I think that's the play. The play yeah. is to move back and still take a wide receiver.
After June 1st, I guess it's only $11 million. Shay, you can just say stuff. We don't care. You don't have to talk in my ear.
He's being polite. I know he is. We're not forming here. We're unbuttoned here. Yours is zipped all the way up.
But you know, Shay, you can just say stuff, man. Don't worry about it.
It's chilly. Matt and Streamwood, you're on ESPN 1000 Talking Bears. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Black and Donald. Thanks for taking my phone call. And I wish you guys a happy holiday if I don't get to talk to you guys. I'm going to ask you, what would be the asking price to get Chris Olave from the Saints for Justin if that's the number one receiver that he desperately needs?
First round pick?
Yeah, I would imagine the Saints, when they get their quarterback, they're going to want Chris Olave.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a tough way to go.
Yeah, and I think they're not. I mean, they're not far off. They just need that quarterback. But having that wide receiver, you know, whether they draft a quarterback or sign a free agent or trade for a quarterback, whatever, it's enticing to have that number one wide receiver, right? Like it might be enticing for like let's say the Bears don't get their number one wide receiver, right? Like let's say there's a scenario where they wait till the second round and draft a wide receiver. There is a scenario where this team is still rebuilding next year because it's probably not going to be as quick of a fix as we all think. Like, I don't think they're automatically a Super Bowl contender next year, but you could wait and then draft your guy in 2024 or see if there's a disgruntled wide receiver in 2024 that you would want to trade for. I'm not, because like, if you have that second or third overall pick, they might value getting that game wrecker of a player and not trading back, which means they're not drafting a wide receiver till maybe the second or even the third round, which I don't think you're getting a number one wide receiver late in the second or in the third round.
The Saints' first pick in this year's draft at the moment would be 40th. They don't have a first round pick because of the trade with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, the Eagles would be picking 9, which originally was a Saints pick. So I would imagine if you made a deal with the Saints, they would want that number 2 or 3 pick that the Bears would have.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not you would be willing to give that up for Chris Olave, it seems pretty steep. You'd have to get something else in return that I feel like is a first-round value, and they don't have another first-round pick.
Well, and I don't think the Saints are tanking. Like, I don't think they're just blowing everything up and saying, take this guy, take this guy, take this guy for whatever. I think they believe that they're a quarterback away.
Yeah.
From being
their defense is good enough to be in that situation.
And also,
yeah.
that division is garbage.
Yeah.
They could still win that division.
The Saints could fix their quarterback position and be the division's yeah. best team in the South next season.
Absolutely.
T.O. and Elgin, you're on ESPN 1000 Talking Bears. What's up, T.O.?
Hey, Black and Black, how you guys doing?
What's up, T.O.?
So, yeah, so I was going to ask about Andrew Hopkins, but that guy already talked about it. But about you said there's no good free agents, but I heard on a podcast that maybe Juju Schuster be out, or maybe Mayers from the Patriots. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think Juju Smith-Schuster signed a one-year deal. So, I mean, he's not number one, thanks to the call, Tio.
There are players out there. There's depth out there.
Like, Nelson Aguilar is going to be the guy that people talk about as the best available wide receiver, but he's not number one. So, if you're a Bears fan, you don't want them to go spend on a guy who's not a number one, but they commit number one money to guys who are good twos.
The problem is we have two good teams. I know you've talked about this before,
Mooney and Claypool,
on the big show, and we've talked about it on the Bear Down podcast as well.
You can't easy how you say that.
I say
around these
say,
parts.
I say because we say it on the podcast.
No, I know, but
I'm saying it for the Bleck and Abdallah fans.
But you might send Shane Norling into shock by saying
that.
Well,
I'm just saying what we say on the podcast. It's podcast nomenclature. It's podcast lore.
Shay, your thoughts? Abdallah just called 6-8 the big show.
No, I don't think. I don't agree. I don't think.
He doesn't agree.
That's fine. I don't care.
He doesn't agree. He doesn't think.
No. My point is, it's what we say on the podcast that you've talked about it on the night show. We've talked about it on the Bear Down podcast.
The
huge show.
That's what I would call it.
Do you think that Shay's listening to the Bear Down podcast? He's not listening to the Bear Down podcast.
I listen to your show from 6 to 8 every night.
Yeah, then he listens to the Bear Down podcast. Same show.
I listen to your show from 6 to 8 every night.
It's our big show. It's our big show. It's our big show. We don't have a bigger show. We're just fill-ins here.
Daddy,
Yeah, we're just replacement players here.
Below replacement.
Is that if he doesn't sign in the next 3 to 4 weeks or whatever, that Odell Beckham Jr. will be the number one wide receiver, but there is no chance in hell he comes and plays here. Like, yeah, Aguilar will be the number one until Odell Beckham doesn't sign, and he said he's not going to, and become the most targeted free agent. But he's only going to go to L.A., Dallas, someplace that's ready to win, that also has bright lights.
Miami.
Yeah, like he's going to go somewhere where he's like instantly in the mix for a Super Bowl. So just saying.
All right. Joey G in Melrose Park. Please listen to the Bear Down podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
And
Joey G.
Listen to our big show. It's from 6 to 8.
Joey G, you're on ESPN 1000.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Joey G.
First of all, I got a shot or no shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. When Justin breaks Lamar's record Saturday, do we pull him and sit him?
No.
Nope.
No shot.
No shot.
So you want to risk the shoulder on a cement felt field.
What are you risking? He's been playing the last two weeks.
The shoulder was fine on Sunday. Is it going to get worse?
I understand. Slow down.
Jalen Hurts hurt his shoulder on Sunday.
They said the field this Saturday, when you get tackled on it, it'll be like getting tackled on cement.
Wear an extra padded.
Okay.
Wear an extra padded.
So you're sitting them down.
Okay. That sounds good. Gonna throw a couple extra pads on him.
Yeah,
sure.
Number two, our wide receiver's coming from the draft. He ain't coming from free agency. Whether it's the first round, second round, that's what I believe. Number three, we need a nose tackle. We need a guy that can plug up that middle and has to be double teamed. This way we can free up Rutgers to attack the opposite quarterback. Two offensive four. I'm under the weather.
Oh, you feeling okay,
what's
Joey?
What's going on,
wrong?
Joey? Tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. I got the flu. We need two offensive linemen, two offensive defensive linemen, and one of them I'd like to be a nose tackle. But this is all a lottery spin here, because we don't know how Poles is going to do picking the drafts.
That's fair.
He has no credentials there yet, does he?
No, he's got one draft that we can kind of rate him on.
Brisker's pretty good.
Brisker's good. Gordon's
back
decent.
To Pittsburgh. Yeah, I didn't like that trade, but that's me. And did I hear a rumor this morning? I was kind of in and out of it. Did Eddie call today?
Eddie called today, yes.
We locked him in. I believe that was 7:27 a.m.
God, he's such a snake.
No, Do you know Eddie?
Well, no. He calls and he doesn't go toe to toe with Cap and Hoodie. He always calls when somebody's filling in for Cap and Hoodie.
Wow. Yeah. The below replacement fill-ins.
Yeah, he's a third round. You guys are great. You guys are great. But he said he's a third round quarterback.
No, a third string. Yeah.
Now, Joey, hear me out. Is the reason we don't hear Eddie call into Cap and Jay Hood because Cap is Eddie?
No shot.
You sure?
Sure about that?
Have you thought about it?
Have I thought about it?
Yeah.
I'd be shocked.
Have you ever heard them in the same place at the same time?
I guess not. No.
There you go.
Yeah. See, it's something to
think about. It.
Something that's out there.
Think about
Joey.
It.
It's something
think
about that's it. Certainly out there.
Put it in your head.
Listen. Happy holidays. Thanks for taking
you
my
too,
call.
You too, Joey
Jay.
G. Feel better. Okay.
Joey G. Happy thank holiday, you. Buddy. Love you.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Joey G.
Eddie.
Yep.
You agitate me.
Thank you. Thank you, Joey. So there, that's interesting.
I rocked his mind a little bit.
Abdallah has brought a new item to the table. Is Eddie from the north side, David Kaplan.
I love you.
Is David Kaplan on the north side.
I thought he was still on.
Joey, what do you think?
I love you.
I love you too, Joey.
I'm here.
You can hide.
Eddie, you agitate me.
Did we pull that already? That's awesome.
No, it's in their clips.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They're...
I thought Joey was still talking.
Oh, it's both. Here's Joey. Joey, say something real.
Say something real.
And then Jake Cantu's got...
I love you.
Yeah. Joey, say something else to make sure that you're not a robot.
Say something real. What's today's date?
No clue.
Cap, and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Cap, Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Do, da, dippity. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, because this is kind of fat.
Welcome to all filling in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. John in Naperville talking Bears with Black and Abdallah. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man. What's going on? What do you think about the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think obviously you got to build from inside out, offensive, defensive lines. But if you're talking about wide receivers, two receivers that look like they're going to come available potentially as T. Higgins, Cincinnati, and... maybe Amari Cooper.
Both stud wide receivers. I think T. Higgins is a guy who he's not a number one right now, mainly because he plays with Ja'Marr Chase. But yeah. T. Higgins is a stud wide receiver.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And on Amari Cooper, I mean, Amari Cooper's decent, but if you look at he's also 28 years old. He's getting up there in age. So I don't know if you're going to break the bank for or trade for Amari Cooper. Like, I know I think he's a free agent after next year. So he's got one more year left on his deal. But if you look at his touchdowns, he's gone 8 touchdowns in 2019, 5 touchdowns in 2020, 8 last year with Dallas, and then 7 this year with Cleveland. And I would just say that it just seems like he's kind of lost some step, but he's also 28 years old. Like, he's going to be, if you wait and get him next year, he's going to be 29, almost 30 years old. Like, that's up there.
Yeah, and T. Higgins will be a free agent in 2024.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have Higgins, you have Cooper, both stud guys, but I think also with Cincinnati, they obviously need to extend Joe Burrow,
yeah,
have the money there, but the reason they're so dangerous is because of Higgins, Boyd, and Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. Like that's the best wide receiver group in the NFL.
See, T. Higgins makes more sense to me.
One of the best quarterbacks.
Because he's 23 years old. Like, yeah. You get him when he's 24, 25 years old, depending on, I don't know his exact birthday, just says he's 23.
So, he's almost 24.
Okay,
he's,
so he'll be almost 25 when you get him.
Yeah, he's 343 days.
Still, that's not 30. Yeah.
No.
You know what I mean?
No,
like,
yeah.
I would spend the money on T. Higgins just because of his age.
Yeah.
And thinking that he can only get better for the next couple years.
I'm with you on that one. Ralph in Denver listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Ralph?
Good morning, guys. I'm pulling all my hair out about all this wide receiver talk.
Oh.
This last caller said exactly my sentiments. You have to start rebuilding the Bears on the offensive and defensive lines. Doesn't do any good to have all these great wide receivers if Justin doesn't have any time to throw to them. That's my comment.
Have you watched the Bengals play in the last 2 years, Ralph?
I certainly have.
So how do they get it done?
They have a good offensive line.
The one of the worst in football.
Back-to-back years, one of the worst in football.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph, well, you there?
I'm still here. I still say that I think that Poles will start by drafting offensive linemen. Just given his background and what I think he will do, I think he's going to start by trying to build an offensive line. So that's what I think is going to happen.
No, I agree with you, Ralph. You have
to. Thanks, Ralph. Thanks for the phone call.
I said it too. Like, you have to. Watching the game on Sunday, to me, the number one priority is protecting and supporting Justin Fields. Like, you have to do it. You have to. If you want to take defense, if you think you're getting a generational talent in Jalen Carter or Will Anderson because you're going to remain at 2 or 3, that's fine too. But your second pick needs to be off. Like, you need to spend or draft offensive linemen. Like, it's never been, the dude leads the league in sacks. Like, he's been sacked 46 times. Some of those are on him throwing, you know, holding onto the ball too long earlier in the season, running around instead of getting rid of it earlier in the season. I get that. But the dude's been sacked 46 times. Like, you got to protect your asset here. What are you doing?
AJ Mount Prospect, you're on ESPN 1000 with Block and Abdallah.
Fans here.
Good morning, guys. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello?
What's up?
Morning.
AJ, what are you doing? Where are you going? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm on a tap side. I get away from the saws and stuff.
All right, nice. What are you guys working on? Building a house?
Building a bathroom.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, nice.
All right, little
at least it's inside.
Project.
You're working a job inside.
Oh, well, I mean, you got to go cut the wood outside.
Ah, gotcha.
That's for sure.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
But no, I heard you guys on the radio, and I got to settle a bet with my little brother.
Good.
We watch football every Sunday.
Sure.
Had a couple drinks Sunday and Monday. Had a couple drinks on the Packers game. I'm a Packers fan, and I have to say this on air to complete the bet.
Oh, okay. This is good. This is a big moment for our show.
I go for 250. I had a drink or two, and I got excited about the progress that I was looking at. And so I bet he would go 250 on the day, and he did not. So I am a Packers fan, and I am jealous of a Bears quarterback.
Ooh.
Wow. Bet completed. Stamped.
Gabe, you didn't answer my text, but counts. Still counts.
Take that, Gabe.
All right, Gabe. Answer the text messages.
Answer the text
messages.
Was that
a take that from Adam Abdallah?
I'm in the seat, man. I'm in the seat. I'm in the seat.
AJ, can you run back into your construction site so we can hear you going up the steps?
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. I wear size 14 boots, man. I'm a big boy. So
We just like the hearing you run up the steps.
Yeah, go upstairs again.
Yeah, go back
upstairs.
We got you, and we locked in the bet.
I'm in
downstairs. Go back down. Go upstairs.
Whichever way. Use some stairs.
Use the stairs.
All right, I got you. All right, here I go. Oh, you can probably hear the boots already. Running. I'm outside. Oh, man. Here we go.
That's awesome.
All right, AJ. Bet completed.
All right, boys.
Text him back, Gabe.
Gabe, text him.
All right. Bye-bye.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
For Cap and Jay Hood today. Do you want to do it tomorrow?
I was going to say, can I get this show? Can we do a show announcement? Can we do a show notes? Show notes? Show announcement? Yep. We'll back tomorrow at 7 a.m.
7 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. Well, here's the thing. Tomorrow is a Thursday,
yes,
so we'll
is.
Have some deal breakers.
Ooh,
for you.
Baby.
How about this? Can we... Are we going to add our Black and Abdallah staples on a Thursday during the football season?
Yeah, listen, it's our last show of the year, so I think we're gonna have some animal picks. We take football very seriously with Chauncey. We'll talk to the Fat Jack. I thought you were going to play it again.
Oh, I can continue playing it. I just figured... During daylight hours, I don't go full Black and Abdallah because I don't want to get yelled at, so...
I might sprinkle in a little zoo news.
Oh... So be here tomorrow.
If we're allowed.
7 to 10 tomorrow morning. In for Cap and Jay Hood.
Do whatever you want.
Thank you.
I'm just happy
Shay's
to be here with you,
yeah,
too.
Shay's on vacation.
This award-winning show. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Jeez. You called into a meeting.
Well, good luck to you, Shay, in the new year. You'll have a meeting on the 3rd with Cap and Hood and the bosses. Thank you to Jay Cantu and to Shay Norling, and best of luck to Shay in the new year.
I need a rankings tomorrow, Shay, of your week. What week is this in the NFL? Week
15.
15? I need your week 15 dead teams walking. That's what I need from you tomorrow. Week
All right.
15 dead teams walking.
Here on Cap and Jay Hood, each day before they get to Greeny, and Greeny's coming up in 10 minutes right here on ESPN 1000, we have Cap's Cut of the Day from Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
You're boring.
All right, cut!
You gotta see what the people are doing.
I see what the people are doing.
You gotta see how annoying people are.
Dude, I would have taken that girl's legs out. Oh, my God. I'd have been like, old lady, you better have a cane. Because something is going down.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And that's Cap's Cut of the Day, yeah, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse.
You have the elderly community coming after me. I'm taking out old ladies. To be fair, I wouldn't have taken her out because she's elderly. I would have taken out anybody that acts a fool in line at a retail store.
Now, this piece of audio did not get played for the Cap's Cut of the Day. Was this because it was told that we are not allowed to play this anymore, or can I play this?
You can play it. I haven't heard anything from management. I haven't asked.
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, come on the back. So I'm like, whoa, pause.
That's your quarterback, Justin Fields, QB1 for the Chicago Bears. So that didn't make the Cap's Cut of the Day?
I felt like I was down, and then I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, come on the back. So I'm like, whoa, pause.
In front of the media with television cameras and reporters sitting there with Justin Fields. That's yesterday at Hallis Hall.
I would have appreciated if one member of the media would have gone phrasing. One member of the media has to watch Archer and to yell phrasing out. Come on.
How did the press conference continue? Like, when he says pause, how does the whole room not just break down laughing?
I felt like I was down. I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, come on the back. So I'm like, whoa, pause.
Hey, phrasing!
There it is.
Now, here's the thing. I watched the late local news last night.
Was that not on it?
It was not.
Well, you know why. our guy's not in there anymore.
Well,
you know he would have played it.
Gene Greco would have played it.
You know
it.
Gene
yes,
Greco
right.
would have played it.
Shout out to Mark Gene Greco. He would have played it.
Gene Greco would have definitely played it.
And it would have been great.
Yeah.
And he would have said, back to you. Sports briefs are over.
Sports briefs.
Back to you.
He would have had a little logo.
Tell us about this storm this weekend that everyone's preparing for.
It would have been like Ron Jeremy or something. The logo or something. It would have had in like a Bears jersey. He's got, it says Sports Briefs. It's Ron Jeremy in a Fields jersey. He would have spent 2 hours on that graphic.
What's the name of the meme that goes around with the guy sitting on the end of the bed?
Yeah, it's the guy. It's what's his name? Isn't he? He's like dead though too. I found out the guy that was going around during the pandemic. I forget his name. Oh man, it would have been so good.
Shay knows what I'm talking about.
Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Adam really hurting his brain trying to figure out who this guy is.
I don't know his
name.
What's his name?
He is dead.
I don't know his name, but he's dead.
Shay dead? Is he dead?
Over my head.
No, because people were coming out and like when it became a thing during the pandemic, there was an article being like, just so you guys know.
He passed away.
This guy's dead. And I was like, okay.
Can you Google search on this work computer?
Yeah, I'll Google it.
I felt like I was dying, and I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So
well-endowed meme.
That's your quarterback. Did the NFL Network carry that clip?
Oh, his name is Wood. His name is Wood. Wardy Joebert III.
Barry Wood is what everybody in Twitch chat
well,
is
calling
him.
That's his stage name.
Oh, he's a professional.
I'm giving you his government name, Wardy Joebert. I'm butchering his last name.
Is he featured? Is he featured on Cap's favorite website?
What? Horseguys.com?
Is Barry a he is actually name or a dog name?
Wood is Wood?
Barry.
Barry's a human name.
Is Wardy? Is Wardy a people name or a dog name?
He probably is featured on that website.
I felt like I was down, and I just felt a 300-pound guy, you know, coming back. So I'm like,
that's your quarterback, Justin Fields. Black and Bell filling in for Cap and Jay Hood. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 7.
Maybe.
From Chicago.
From Chicago, yes.